USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously on Wednesday that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines applies to the states, an outcome that could help efforts to rein in police seizures of property from criminal suspects. President Trump does not believe his second meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will be the last.
Chairman Kim and I have a very good relationship. I wouldn't be surprised to see something work out.
The president also had a prediction regarding the meeting next week between the two leaders in Vietnam.
We've made a lot of progress. We've made a tremendous amount. That doesn't mean this is going to be the last meeting, because I don't believe it will. But we have subjects to discuss which will be very fruitful.
And your final numbers at the closing bell. The Dow rose 63 points to close at 25,954. The NASDAQ gained 2 points, and the S&P 500 was up 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Homeland Security and more law enforcement agencies are using drones. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The so-called eyes in the skies used to refer to law enforcement helicopters, but with tighter budgets, many are turning to drones at a fraction of the cost. Whether for accident investigation, SWAT team support, or for search and rescue, drones are being used by an increasing number of law enforcement departments, including Homeland Security. There are some concerns over privacy, but Americans are slowly beginning to accept these new eyes in the skies. I'm John Clemens.
A new poll shows voters in Virginia are split over whether Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax should step down, as he's been accused twice of sexual assault. The Quinnipiac poll found that 36% of voters want Fairfax to resign, while 36% think he should stay. Another 28% said they have no opinion on the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Mississippi is the latest state to approve a heartbeat bill which calls for the barring of abortion to a preborn child whose heartbeat can be detected. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant joins Fox News and goes a little bit further into explaining the bill.
Well, we do what medical science has proven since the very beginning, that a heartbeat is the beginning of life. And it would say that when that child begins to live through the detection of that heartbeat, sometime between 6 and 9 weeks, that you can't destroy that life. You can't take that life in the womb. So it would hold the doctor responsible through the licensure procedure if the doctor disobeyed that, if the doctor did not in writing notify the patient that that child had a heartbeat. And that other than the life of the mother, the abortion at that point would be prohibited in Mississippi.
Bryan also shares his opinion on the New York and Virginia laws, which approve abortion all the way through 9 months of pregnancy.
I think what they're trying to do is what many of the Democrats want to do. They want to grow the culture of death, if you will. They want to be able to say that we can take the life of a child at any time, moments before the birth of that child, even as we heard some elected officials talk about after that child was born, making it comfortable and then taking their lives.
The Mason-Dixon polling company found that 65% of Mississippians polled said that after a heartbeat was detected, they would like to see the unborn protected and be brought to term. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.